Oh, come on. I've been practicing for this. I've been trying my whole life to prove to everybody wrong that I don't have to be tall to be good at things. Even if I grew a little, I want to make sure you know that just because, well, I'm short, still short, it doesn't mean that I can't do anything a tall guy can. You, get back here. I'm serious. I'll show you my Rolling Thunder, baby. I can't stop just like that. I mean, come on. I can't just give up on things like this. Sorry. I just got kind of pissed off at a situation. Don't worry, though. I'm doing fine with myself. This isn't anything. You matter everything to me, you know that? You really are my little monster, aren't you? I'm not just saying that because you're taller than me or anything. Even if you're shorter, or you were shorter, it wouldn't make a difference. I've got big in spirit, and that's what counts. Anything else is just extra. And besides, baby, you're the hottest person I've ever met, both inside and out, and you make me feel like $1 million. I don't want to give that up to anyone, even if I could. Even if I could have everyone else, I'm not the kind of harem-ending guy. You know, unless it was all you, and maybe I'd spoil myself with a bunch of you, but I think one is just fine in the perfect amount, if you know what I mean. Look, all I'm trying to say here is I don't give up easy, and I don't give up without a fight. And if you're challenging me to a fight, I'll challenge you in anything, because you're my hot little monster and the love of my life, and I'm not going to give up without at least making you swoon for me again and again. You understand, don't you? I've been doing this for all my life, struggling, and it's not been in vain. And I won't start letting it be in vain. Getting too serious? Wait, you serious? I'm getting too serious about it? Well, you know, I don't really have a choice in that when it's 100% always. That's what I learned from the start. I had to. Well, if you think I should tone it down, I guess I could do it for you, babe. Instead, let's go on a more traditional route of things? Look, I'm not too confident in that kind of thing. I'm most confident when I'm hyped up. I just like the energy of always being intense to you. Always keeping things like it was on the court way back in high school. I know it wasn't that long ago. Maybe 4 years? Yeah, five, yeah. I knew that already. Listen, you stuck with an intense guy like me for a reason, didn't you? Now I gotta show you exactly why. I gotta show you why I'm ready for your time and totally worth every second. So, I'll show you that I can be cooler than all the rest. Look, I'm sorry if I'm always about being cool and stuff. I just can't help it. I've always been the type of person who doesn't give up with things. And I never gave up on you. And, well, you never gave up on me either. I gotta do my best in this too. In this romance. You might be a monster to me, but you're the best monster I could ever imagine, ever dream of. And all I really want to do is kiss you. Come on. You can kiss me better than that. Clearly, you don't give yourself enough credit. You're really good at this. I'm just saying. I'll say it how it is. I can't not. With you or anyone. Lies are stinky and they're not for me. You better be taking me serious or you'll regret it later. You know, for all your teasing, more than anything. I wanted today to be special. Not because of what we've done and been through. It's just, after everything, I wanted to make us special. I wanted to be the best couple ever. Maybe that's a bit pretentious of me, but I don't care even if it is. I'll be as pretentious as I need to be, and I'll do every single thing, whatever it takes for you to take me serious. I don't care if I have to go to the sky above, or if I have to go faster than anyone. As long as it leads me to you, then I don't really care what it takes. Look at me. I'm madly in love with you. I know you're madly in love with me too, or you wouldn't be my monster. But still, there's a lot of things I have to learn. And even more things I need to do right. To make you mine. And I don't mean in that flimsy way that people say they're dating. I want us to be more than that. We've been dating for a while now. I know you could call it a million different things, but I'd like to call it love. Above all else. And I'll gladly steal that kiss. And a bunch more. Why would I ever stop? That's not in my vocabulary. Giving up isn't what I do. Just because you struggle, just because there's things you don't like about yourself, doesn't mean there aren't things that I don't like about myself. So we're even, dummy. You don't have to pick on me to let me know, but you sure are good at that. Always getting under my skin. Not that I'm complaining about it, it's just... You sure do know how to always make me feel something. Whatever. You try that shit again, and I might just snap, in a good way. I didn't think that far, so don't quote me on it, or whatever is gonna happen, it's gonna happen, you know? You're always so greedy. You remind me of myself, but I guess that's why we make the perfect couple. If we're both greedy for each other, then we never have to worry about anyone else, right? Hey, you can't tease me like that. Where are your hands going, dummy? I like holding your hand. And I really like the feeling your heart beat fast against mine. You make my heart beat real fast. I'm not gonna lie, it's really mega intense, and I love every second of it. But you're one hell of a tease. Seriously. If it's not about my height, it's about you being extra. Just what am I gonna do with you? You don't leave me much choice in the matter. You're always pushing and pushing. What do you expect? I'm gonna push back. You're crazy, you know that? I mean, just look at you. You don't know when to quit when it's with this teasing. I told you I'm not cute. I'm not cute at all. I'm way more cool than I am cute. And you're way cuter than me. What do you mean that's subjective? You can't just... I'll show you. I'll show you that you're way cuter than me. Tommy... Why did you even think you could win? Of course I'm gonna beat you. I'll beat you down in this not being cute war. You might be my little monster, but you're also like my sweet pea. Of course you're my sweet pea. I just came up with it on the spot, didn't really think of it or anything. I hope you don't have a problem with it because it suits you. Meh. What's the matter? You getting shy at that already? What's the matter, sweet pea? You can't handle me when I take the lead. I'm pretty strong, and look at these muscles. You think they're just for show? No, they're for pushing sweet pea against the wall and kissing you right where it counts. What you gonna do to stop me? I happen to know you enjoy every second of this. Come on, sweet pea. Show me those eyes which can't meet mine. Cause you're too damn shy. You still think you can win, sweet pea? I don't think so. Not when you got such sweet lips. You know how soft they are? When I kiss you, it's like I'm kissing a cloud. And it makes me feel like I'm the monster when you're my little monster, you little... Well, what am I gonna do with you? I gotta take my time. Make you really feel it. Wasn't that your goal from the start, sweetie? To make me go crazy for you.
What do you mean I'm caveating your don't think about that. Just because it didn't work this time, just means I need to get you on your knees. Then you'll respect me. I'll be way taller than you then. Not like that! Oh my god, you're talking about things like... That's not what I meant. I'm not blushing! I'm not blushing! What do you mean I'm the definition of whiplash? Well, you're my sweet piece, so deal with it. You're my little monster because you're a teasing monster, but you're also my sweet pea because you're sweet sometimes. So what about it? I don't need to prove myself because you already are madly in love with me. And I've proven time and time again that I'm madly in love with you too. Oh, come on. You managed to tease every time? I'm gonna tease you back twice as bad. I hope you know this isn't over. It's never gonna be over. You're the one who always picks the fights, so you can't complain when I win them. What do you mean the feeling's mutual? Are you trying to say you're gonna beat me? Don't dream on it. Come on, sweet pea. You know you want to lose anyways. You want to be the loser, and you want me to be the winner. I can tell it's in your eyes. That spark, you like to be bullied by me, right? That kind of thing is mega attractive. I read it in a book one time. I'm not reading pickup books. That's not what it was. You get the wrong idea every time, sweet pea. Instead, I gotta do things my own way, or I'd never respect myself at the end of the day. I gotta do this the way that I make you the most embarrassed you can be. And that's why, when I pull you to my level, I'll drag those lips of yours down as low as I need. A sweet pea like you could never stop me. Because I know where your heart lies. And I already own that heart. Just like you own mine. I just want to make sure you're having fun with this whole competitive thing. If it's ever too much, I can tone it down, I guess. But it's part of my personality, so I can't go too far. Compromise is fine. But I won't compromise who I am. Never ever. That's my promise to you, sweet pea. My feelings are the real deal. I never back down on them. And I've shown you the realest me from the very beginning. You saw me for me, even when I was struggling with how to do things outside of volleyball. I was struggling in my studies and struggling in other things. But now I found my tempo in life. And it's embarrassing to say, but it's you. You're part of my tempo. You're like the one thing that keeps me down. You're the one that keeps me grounded instead of feeling like I'm gonna fly away. I know it doesn't exactly make sense, but I'll make sense of it with you. Besides, I have way too many feelings for you, sweetie. And I don't want to mess anything up. I've messed a lot of things up in my life, and I learned from them, and I just don't want to learn from making mistakes with you. I want to treat you right from the beginning. I know I'll make mistakes. I'm not convoluted into thinking that I'm not. But I just want to make sure that the mistakes are as few as possible. Because I want this relationship to be the first and last I have. You are my first love, and I want you to be my last. It's so embarrassing to say that, but I'll never say anything else. So what I'm saying is, you're the only one for me, sweet pea, and I want you to be mine forever. Jeez, it's so embarrassing to say out loud, but I'm also proud to say it. It's also, the way you look at me makes me feel nervous. Nervous and happy. You make me feel way more than special. You make me feel alive, in a world that gets on my nerves sometimes. I'm not saying it's always, and I love my friends. They've been there for me through everything, but not like you have. I'm not trying to compare people in my life, but If I had to choose just one person to go on forever with, it would always be you. No matter how many times you go the simulation, it's always gonna be you. Because you're special. Because you're way more than special. How could you not realize that at this point? You better start realizing it. Or I'm gonna tease you until you do. I'll show you a taste of your own medicine. Jeez. You could be so stubborn in the weirdest ways. Why can't you just accept how cool you are? I wouldn't be such a big fan of yours, or as in love as I am, if you weren't dummy. I'm not taking this anymore. You're going to accept it today. No, that's final. I won't take no for an answer. And starting with that, I'll tell you a bunch of things that I love about you. There's so many of them. You just don't get it, do you? I'm madly in love with you. And it's not for no reason. I fell in love with you because you were there for me when nobody else was. You were there for me in ways that nobody else could be. You were there for me in so many things that you'll never understand. But you should understand. You're a good person. You're more than a good person. You're the only one for me. Jeez. Making me say all that. Every single time, I swear. You always make me say the embarrassing things. So I guess that's part of why I love you, sweetie. Because if it wasn't equal, and we weren't teasing each other, then it'd be one-sided and unfun. I think that's a word. Doesn't matter. I love you. And even if we wasted all day just spending time together, it's never a waste. I don't care what anyone thinks of us. As long as you think we're good. I do too. I just don't want you to put yourself down. It hurts every single time. Because I know you're not that type of person. But it's easy to get into those mental traps of thinking you're worse than you are. You're worth everything. And I wouldn't have put in all this time if I didn't honestly believe you're the one for me. You are. Sweet pea. You might be my little monster. But you're also my sweet pea. And so much more than that. I swear you'll never see it. And that's what's frustrating. That's why I'm not going to leave today. I'm not gonna leave till you accept it. Till you accept what a wonderful person you are. I've been trying to get you to understand. Well, we'll see who's more stubborn. You can't just... Idiot. Why don't you say it? How many times I need to kiss you before you'll accept all these feelings are real and that you do deserve them? What do I need to do? It's difficult, you know. I understand it'll take time, and I'll take as long as it takes. No regrets. But still, I don't want you to think of yourself as lesser to anyone else. And I'm sick of people thinking that it's okay to put you down. I'll never do that, baby. I know all too well where I'd be without you. And it's not a happy place. I'd still be dealing with my family issues, and I don't think I'd be dealing with them at all. I'd be sticking my head in the sand and pretending it's all okay. Deluding myself. In a way that's no good. You're the only reason I was able to escape from everything and really solve my problems at their core. I was lonely. I was scared. I didn't know what I was doing with my life. It just seemed like outside of things, I didn't have a place until I found you. It might sound pathetic, but you saved me. You helped me figure out who I am. And I learned that I don't need to be this perfect person. That you accept me even with my flaws. That's what means so much to me. But why can't you accept your own flaws just the same? It's okay. You don't have to be perfect. You're more than perfect to me. You're my sweet pea. And sometimes a teasing monster, but it's worth all those times. And it wouldn't be the same if you didn't have both sides. It's all things that add up to you. Things that make you who you are. And I'm proud of who you are. I'm seriously proud. I'm not one to say things I don't believe in. And I'd never betray you. Because you're the only one in the world to me. My friends, my family, they're not as special as you. It feels kind of hurtful to say that, but I'll be honest. There just hasn't been anyone else in my heart like you have. No one that took the time to get to know me like you did. That's why you're so damn sweet. And, well, sometimes too sweet for your own good. Which I know gets you in a lot of trouble. Not just me, but others. You gotta be careful of who you show that kindness to. A lot of people want to take advantage of it. A lot of people want it for themselves, and of course I get jealous. Not what I'm saying, but yeah, what of it? What if I get jealous of somebody who wants you, huh? You gonna have a problem with that? You think it's a problem that your boyfriend and future husband gets jealous of a man or someone who gets too close to you? Well, too bad. I'm gonna feel that way no matter what. And I know you kind of like it. You take advantage of the situation sometimes, and it feels like you're trying to make me jealous. I get it, it's cute to you or whatever, but I'd rather be cool. And if I have to be cute to you, fine, but you don't know when to stop, do you? Because every single time, you make me so jealous I pout. So jealous I lose my cool. Well, I'm glad that it's attractive to you. But you're dummy for not realizing that all that time, I was jealous. I'd rather be kissing you. I'd rather be holding you in my arms. I'd rather be making you feel special. And getting you to admit how special you are. I'm gonna win on that eventually. You're gonna give in to it because you deserve good. And I'm sick of people telling you you don't. They don't matter. They're pointless and pathetic. And I don't have time for them. I only have time for you. That's just how it needs to be. Because I love you. I love you more than anything in this world. And that's never going to stop. And I'll never stop because it's you. Because you're everything I ever wanted. And so much more than I ever thought I needed. Gosh, I'm terrible with words. And I realize that. So I'll just shut up and put up. And let my actions do the talking. Do you like it when I hold you this close? Do you like it when I admit to how much you make my heart race? Do you like it when I don't hold back from all the desires I have for you? Do you like it when I look you right in those beautiful eyes and tell you you're the only one for me? Do you like it when I can't help but shake a little, choke on my breath, and have my throat in a knot because of you? You've done all this to me, and I don't know how to take back what I feel. And even if I did, I wouldn't. Now, if you can't realize it already, sweet pea, I'm madly in love with you. Not the kind of love you can get and lose. The kind of love that's once in a lifetime. And it's not gonna change because of anything you do or anything you're not. It's what you are that counts, you dummy. And what you are counts a lot more than you give yourself credit. I know I must sound like a broken record, but I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you not giving yourself props when you deserve it. So I'll just give you all the props. I'll spoil you and I'll kiss you everywhere if I have to. From these beautiful legs that don't get enough love. make sure you take care of yourself. There's self-care o'clock for a reason, you know. To this cute tummy you always hate on. Who cares what others think? I think you're beautiful just the way you are. And really gorgeous, and sometimes strangely handsome, but don't worry about that. Whatever other people think, don't let them influence you. They're not me. They're not your boyfriend. Come on, sweet pea. You think that neck of yours doesn't drive me wild? I love to kiss it. Because I love to leave little marks so people know to mind their business. And I love to kiss you because it's you. There's not always a crazy, complicated explanation for why I do the things I do. I just trust my heart, to a fault. You know, you might not like your hair that much sometimes, or maybe it's a lot of work for you. But even if it is, I think what you've done to yourself and your image is great. I just want to see you smile more. There's a lot of times when you look in the mirror, and it looks like you're looking into the face of death or something. You look so disappointed in yourself, and it breaks my heart if I'm being honest with you. You don't deserve that. And I'll spoil you until you see the good points. Your face, it's gorgeous. I love to hold your cheek in my hand and feel that warmth. You're so warm sometimes. And I don't just mean when you're embarrassed or things like that. You're always warm and cozy and way too kissable, sweetie. And I'm gonna make sure, one way or another, that by the end of all this, you understand how good you are. Even if I have to kiss you a million times, even if I have to make your brain stop working so it works again in a different way. And it made more sense when I said it in my head. Whatever. Shut up. See, that shut you up and stuff like that. I told you before, I'm not blushing. That's not what this is about anyways. This isn't about me. You already helped me break from some of my bad habits. I'm still working on the lingering ones, of course, but I feel like you gotta at least accept yourself as a person. You're not below anyone else. You're not inferior. You're great just the way you are. And I wish you'd just understand that already. Because you deserve everything good in the world, not anything bad. And I'm sick of you justifying yourself being put into a situation like that. You know, even your chin, it's very kissable. And your neck, the way your arms are just the perfect length or your hands fit in mine. The way that, well, I get embarrassed because your figure is so cute. And I'm not gonna go into detail, but you're hot stuff, you know that? I'm sick of you getting on yourself and saying you're not good enough with something. You're way more than good enough. You're perfect. In my eyes, there's no one better. And I've seen millions of people. You don't have to keep trying to impress me or trying to be good enough when you already are. You're the best, not just good enough. You're bloody brilliant. And that back of yours. I like all your weak spots too. Like here or here. You just make it so easy to have so much fun with you. How could I not want someone just like you? How could I not be the luckiest boyfriend in the whole world? Dummy. You might be my monster, and you might be good at teasing sometimes, but you sure can't take it, can you? When I turn things around on you, maybe I'll turn them around a little more. And only after you've realized, and you admit to it, that you're the coolest, best, and most beautiful person in my life, and that you deserve everything good that comes to you. So shut up and accept it already, sweet pea. So I can continue spoiling you already. So you say you're gonna be a good girl about it, huh? I guess we're gonna see if you are or not. After all this, I just want you. Is it strange I might tease you a lot? Like here? This cute rear of yours is just asking to be grabbed like that. What's the matter? You didn't accept it. So now I gotta use force, right? Of course, you can always say no. I want you to know it's never something like that. I want you to know that I love you too much to ever require you to do something. But teasing you? You already teased me enough. So don't be too surprised if I tease you to the hell and back. We'll see how long you can last. I did say I'd kiss you everywhere. What's that? I can't hear you through the sound of you. Feeling awesome. Do you like it when I kiss down your back? Come on already. You know exactly how this is gonna go. Give up and give in. No fair. Here's my weak spot. You going for it like that is legal. You're way too easy. And yet at the same time, I can't say that because you get under my skin just as easy. Did I speak too soon? Damn it. It's about me spoiling you this time. You can't go and get everything you want from this. You tell me. Not so tough when your boyfriend gets really sensual with you and starts kissing you all over that sexy body of yours. You just don't get it, do you? You keep trying to say you're not perfect. So fucking what? You're perfect to me, sweet pea. And you're the sweetest that I've ever known. You might not see it as being the best feature, but I think your body's awesome. I think your curves are beautiful. And that you got a chest that I can't not look at. It's kind of distracting sometimes. I mean, you're such a beautiful girl. I don't know what to say. If you really can't tell that I'm attracted to you, then just put your hand here. You think I just get hard for anything? No, I didn't mean to say it that lewdly, but... hey, I didn't mean to rub it. You stroking my cock like that. You're really going to try that right now? This is supposed to be spoiling you. What do you mean that's the same thing? You're not making any sense. You just do whatever you please, don't you, sweetie? That's why you're my little monster. Hey, I can't be distracted like this. You're going to get in even more trouble once I can think straight. You can't go spoiling me. And even if you're making me really horny right now, it doesn't change the fact that you have to understand I'm doing all this because I love you. Because you're worth it, you dummy. Realize it already, dumbass. You can have to take a dose of your own medicine then, you naughty girl. Well, fine, if you're gonna do something like that, I'll just have to attack those cute nipples of yours. Take one in between my fingers like this, and the other. I'll make sure to leave a mark, because you're being so stubborn. Isn't it obvious? You're not letting up either. Guess it's a teasing war then. I'll make sure you regret teasing too much. And even if I come along the way, I'll make sure you come while I touch you down there and here. Listen to that lewd noise you're making. Can you believe it? You can hardly hold back, can you? What do you mean I'm one to talk? Yeah, so I'm getting a little sticky down there, too. Doesn't mean I can't beat you. Especially with you being so fucking sensitive. You like those fingers going in and out of that pussy? Yeah, my baby girl. You like those fingers? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You're doing a pretty bang-up job about bringing me down a notch, but you won't win that easy. Come on now. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Come with me. Come with me, sleepy. Yeah. You don't think you're gonna beat me that easy, do you? Oh, fuck. Come with me. Come with me, sweetie. Oh, yeah. You can't take it, can you? But that's exactly why I gotta do that much more. I gotta make sure my girl's spoiled rotten. And of course, that means tending to these so sexy tits of yours. Wasn't enough for you, was it? Well, of course it wasn't after everything. You deserve more than this. You deserve to really feel it. Yeah. Oh, right, those fingers, baby. And you let me tend to this. I want you to realize already how special you are. Jeez, how many times will I have to make sweet love to you until you understand it? Oh, yeah. Maybe it'll take my sweet pea coming her brains out to understand. I already told you, didn't I? I don't care if it takes a million times of me saying it. You're gonna accept it by the end of this. You're always striking back, huh? What about now? Come on, sweet pea. Not looking so much like a monster when you got two fingers inside of you. I'm not moaning. You're the one who's moaning, if anything. I just can't resist.
I want to eat you tonight too. I won't forget about those sweet nipples of yours. I just wanted to taste more of you. Oh yeah. Someone's a mess down here. What's the matter? I'm just fingering you, licking you all over right here. Don't tell me this is your weak point. Then I'll suck it twice as much. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Come on already. Yeah, come on me. Yeah. What do you think you're doing? Sitting in my face like that. Trying to get in this pussy really feels amazing, sweet pea. Who's my naughty girl? What are you? My little monster, huh? Shoving that cute pussy down on me. I could barely breathe there, you crazy girl. What do you think you're... Stroking my cock ain't gonna fix the problem here. If you want me to solve it, then you... You better take a ride on this cock instead. Go ahead. Do your worst. You're always teasing me. As long as you promise to at least try and understand that you deserve the best, and I wouldn't be here with you if I didn't believe that 100%. You're mine. You hear that? My sweetie. And my little monster. Shut up. Just get it on. Get it. grinding up and down my cock like that. It's rubbing against you. I can feel you against me. You're so warm, damn. How am I supposed to keep my mind about me? I can't without much stimulation. And you're only grinding so far. What's gonna happen when you... No, careful. Fuck. Grinding. Oh, goddamn. That feels way too good. Way too fucking good. No warning, and you pill yourself on me. Oh, fuck. You can't be serious, can you? No, this has to be some kind of a... Fuck. What are you doing? Just grinding there. Fuck. You're taking the full length of my cock in and out so slowly. Feels too fucking good. What do you think you're doing? No, don't owe you me. You. If you continue like that, of course I'll just. If you slam down like that, and then slow down again. Of course I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. You're crazy right now. What do you expect me to feel? Except for losing my fucking mind. Just move already. Fuck me already. Fuck me. If you're gonna fuck me, then fuck me. Otherwise, I'm gonna fuck you. Yeah, not so tough now, are you? When I slam you down, shove these hips up, and shove this cock up into you. Yeah, those lewd noises are coming from you, too. I'm not the only one moaning my face off you. You naughty little... Trying to stop me, huh? And what makes you think I'll allow you to, huh? I won't yet. Does it feel good for you? I just wanted to feel good for you, baby. Yeah, you make me feel so good. You're so fucking tight and so cute and so sexy. Fuck. I can't handle this. It's too fucking hot. Just how am I supposed to think straight when I'm fucking you and you're fucking me and we're losing our minds? Fuck. If you keep doing that, I'm gonna come way too quick. Slow down. Slow down. Yeah, bottoming out inside of you, baby. Yeah? You can handle it, right? You're the one who impaled yourself on this cock, so don't be surprised when it reaches the deepest parts of the fucking cute, sexy stomach of yours. The cute clamping down, yeah? That hole of yours keeps clamping down on me, yeah? Oh, it's so fucking sexy. You won't win that way. No, no, no. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Can't hold it back much longer. Oh, fuck. Yeah, come with me. Come with me, baby. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. Yeah, hold my hands. Sleepy. Send the fucking orgasm. Yeah, send the fucking orgasm. Yeah. Oh, you're switching like crazy. Can you feel that switching? Yeah, focus on my cock, baby. Yeah, focus on that cute pussy of yours. Oh, it fucking feels so good. Yeah, you can barely handle that, can you? Yeah, I can barely handle myself. I'm shaking, baby. Shaking, baby. It feels so good. It feels so fucking good. Yeah, oh, you like that? Yeah, you like it a lot, don't you? Yeah, oh, it still feels so fucking good. Yeah, you're so sexy, you make me feel so good. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, fuck yeah. If you can't handle it, you shouldn't have picked a fight with me. You little monster. Come on, sleepy. You should know better than that. You can't win that easy. Even if I'm still in ecstasy and this afterglow is fucking amazing, look at that. Look at all that cum leaking out of that cute pussy of yours. You're so sexy, baby. How am I supposed to get my thoughts across like this when you're so fucking impossible to win an argument with? When you're that sexy, it should be illegal. Look at me. Right now. Yeah, just like that. You make me feel so good. And even if I'm struggling to keep my composure, you better not forget the words that I said, because I mean them with all my heart. I love you, and I just want to make you feel good, and also accept yourself for being the good person you are. You're worth all this. You're worth every single attention you get, and good thing that happens to you. So just shut up and accept it already. So, about that, how did I do? Was it as good as you thought and hoped for? I can't be letting down the most special person in my life, so you gotta be honest with me. If it was lacking anywhere, then tell me. I can handle it. Besides, I just want to get better so that I can spoil you even more. Now you better accept all this love and attention I'm gonna give you. I'll kiss you all over if you don't stop me, and you won't stop me. Because you're my sweet pea, and you wouldn't do that. I'm not weaponizing cuteness, I'm weaponizing coolness. Oh yeah, I found more weak spots on you. I can't get enough of you with this, so just accept that you're mine already. And accept that you're super loved, and I can't let you go until you understand that. Until you accept it and truly love yourself back, dummy. Anyways, I'm gonna keep spoiling you. You better be ready for it, dummy. This is just the beginning, you know. So you better not regret what you got yourself into. Or else it's too late anyways, so too bad.